Hi, I'm Rita Smith, registered dietitian at Martha Jefferson Hospital. Welcome to Healthy Bites with Rita Smith. I am so glad to be able to spend time with you discussing current topics in food, nutrition, health, and disease prevention. This segment is not intended to diagnose, provide medical advice, or prescribe treatment. For that, you need to see your healthcare provider. Did you know that November is Diabetes Awareness Month? Over 23 million Americans have this disease. That means type 1 diabetes, type 2, and gestational diabetes. And of course, part of the treatment for diabetes is special attention to your diet. Pre-diabetes is a little bit separate, and we'll talk about that during another segment, but there are almost 80 million Americans with pre-diabetes, so that's a little bit shocking. Now, if you have diabetes or you're just working actually to prevent it, let's talk about a few dietary suggestions that can keep you in tip-top shape. And when I say tip-top shape, I mean having really good blood glucose readings. Because if those readings are high, if your blood sugar is elevated, that means much over 100 points, it's very destructive to the inside of your body. It rebels. It is troublesome to the eyes and to the kidneys and to your circulation also. So, first tip is if you are carrying a little extra weight, especially in the tummy, you want to try and shed that. Now, not that this is an easy thing to do, and I'm just going to give you a reminder that it's better to be lean, but losing even 5 or 10 pounds can make it a bit easier for your body to control your blood sugar levels. So don't be overwhelmed because you feel like you need to lose 70, 80, 100 pounds, even 5 or 10 or 15 pounds can make a difference for your blood sugar control. Second tip, if you're sporadic with your eating, if you don't have a routine with your meals, it's extremely helpful to establish some kind of routine with eating. And that means 3 meals, kind of moderate in sizing, about 4 to 5 hours between them, and at least 3 or more snacks between those meals. And the spacing should be about 2 hours between the times that you eat. So, for example, if you have breakfast at 8, you would have a snack around 10. You would have lunch around 12. You'd have 2 snacks in the afternoon around 2 and 4. Dinner might be at 6. And bedtime snack at 8. And what you're doing with that is taking your food intake for the day and you're spreading it out in small doses, rather than skimpy eating during the day and then a really large evening meal and then snacking all night long. That will not be very good for your blood sugar regulation, that's for sure. Now, when you're making choices for food, just a couple reminders here. Go for those foods that are pretty moderate in carbs, like veggies, and really high in fiber when you're selecting other carbohydrate foods. So fruits, sweet potatoes, brown rice, dried beans and dried peas are all really, really good choices for you. Oat cereals, whole wheat cereals are also nice choices that should give you a gentle rise in your glucose. So in other words, you want to be mindful of your carb intake, select the healthiest carbs, the higher the fiber, the better. And rule of thumb for carb intake is about 50 or 60 grams of carb per meal for guys, in about 35 or 40 grams of carb per meal for gals. Now, a few other reminders here. Go easy on any beverages that have calories, like sweet tea and sodas. They will spike your blood sugar. Be mindful and careful of all sources of sugar. So just because it's brown sugar or honey doesn't mean it's good for your blood sugar readings. It won't be. So careful with white and brown sugar, molasses, and honey. Be a little bit cautious with sweets and treats like candy, cake, and pie. They tend to spike your blood sugars, and they're very high in carbs. There are 4 sugar substitutes that have been approved. The blue aspartame, which is equal. The pink saccharin, which is sweet and low. The yellow sucralose, which is Splenda. And the newer one, which really isn't color identified, and that's stevia. They're all okay and do not raise your glucose readings. Now, if you'd like some more information about diabetes, just to learn about the disease and what to do to live a really healthy life, There are two great sites. One is the American Diabetes Association site, and that is diabetes.org. And the other is through the National Institutes of Health, and that is NIH.gov. Learn everything you can about diabetes to have the best control of it. Well, that's it for today. Now, just a reminder, you can check out my weekly blog at marthajefferson.org. Click on Healthy Bites with Rita Smith. I'm on Facebook at Rita Smith, Registered Dietitian. Until next time, this is Rita Smith reminding you to enjoy your eating and to eat well.
I need another story, something to get off my chest. My life gets kind of boring, need something that I can confess. Till on my sleeves I stained red from all the truth I